I'm going to read just a short bit from my last book called Final Theory. I think a few of you know that it's a long book-length poem, so none of this may make any sense out of context. You'll just have to be quiet and listen. And then I'll just read a few new things. This is from about two-thirds through the sort of narrative of the book. Town doors locked, unlocked. In a bungalow of cannibal roses, we stuff the landlord's library into a grate, watching the novels whinge and fox before they brighten the room. Degenerate. You're strung on the thought of a rare vault or two searing at the wall's dead faces. You spill the new batteries. I hide my books under the couch. Day by day, the poem writes itself, but I give it form. Order and delay can't be made from space and time. How could they? All my words are gunning for extinction. All they can tell us is, live more. From this borrowed window, we scan the distance for the cyclone that dumped those creatures in the sand. Nightfall changes the place from edge to sequence. You can walk the light, but I'm still watching how the plane fills with carmine while we wait. I reach into the sink. There's a hum, a stir in the dormant power lines or pipes, though the taps refuse to dribble. The morning's shunted from town to plain. You must be out already hunting the streets. In the kitchen, I sit down by the jerrys, dappling the walls with blasted patterns. Admiring your pyramid of skin carnation tins, I drain a slow storm of white sugar, filling the apex of your empties, then faster, the tears. Our front door swings open to the street's breeze, and I can see, down the passage, an advertisement above the milk bar, a Viking's head tanning Valhalla, and behind him, that hum. Hunching forward thinly, it runs. I find you sheltered from the wind inside delicate umber Romanesque, a church just briefly and now papered and shelled with local hordes. Bits have fallen off the maps. Behind the door, bull roarers swing above a pair of China boats. Strips of gravy stick inside their lips. I sign the guest book. Along the back wall, a monument of fridge magnets, screaming posters, and front page splashes. You frown at a photo of marching crowds stretched the width of a city street. Remember that? I shake my head. Me either. Everything echoes, the dead and those yet not born returning, speech in fragments like gusts of bells. The track climbs around the point. Draped about us, the smell of shells of burnt ash fat, the smell of last night, last century, gaps in the ground where signposts would have told us. Instead, we shuffle among boulders, the colour of old fires, clean as knowledge. Down there behind button grass and mineral, is that the rising syntax of smoke, dot, dash, stop? Or midges tying the air in knots. Those fires were soft. We can tell from this point and its carefully folded rocks. I forget my body for hours. At times it's all I can think. Part of me is heavy, resisting the trudge. I pull against it towards you, carrying the Maxim camera. I heard sighing last night. Nearing the point's flat top, you draw out map and pen, already craning for a river or a full lake. While in the noon sun, I see only our limbs ahead groping, and then in the red loam, a web of burrows, gaping open and feathered by the wind. And a sign here names the bird, not as I named it, but rounded and agile, the language still warm. We roll it into our sentences, but it hardly makes a sound. I take it out of the poem and put it back on the ground. I'm just going to read three short poems that are from a book forthcoming sometime, I guess in the next year or so. And they're kind of drafts, so if they're crap, then I guess it won't be a very good book. this is called Hot Mess. All is rendered less with quivering time and birdie fingers pricked above a sock of heat. Ducky, this one, crammed with history, stuck, but how his cheek is full. Foams that lay before turn soggy and, worse, triple sweet. Carve, Jane, carve, or pass and think of words until your dream pale mound arrives. And this is called Lighten Up. I come by dark from the other spot. The water's static and fidget into a very deep place of the unsightly thing, stolid and barren like a wart. It could be dead, I guess, or frozen. Its silhouette is strewn like dune tops, unfaithful. Doing the hag, I offer the thing favours for a sip. It seems to accept. I load it with my fleshly garb, then lean in. I once loathed this corner of the village. It was so wreckable with its downturned eyes. The thing carried pools of defunct currency. Tweens stole its dollars and hurled them into the nearby ocean. Animals avoided its transparency, staring at the hollow arches. But now its eyes have been fucked out, as the villagers say, and the offshore wind pumps through them into my hair. Close up, the thing improves, triangulated and useful, like exhumed roots stirring. I arrange sticks and napkins around its lip and drink. Before they come to hoist me away, above the nameless thing, up into bush above the bay. And this is called Sessional, a Cohen. It's not Cohen. Maybe it's This looks like a nice hollow, but too many places have been ruined by pissing in or on. Over time and the rim of your faultless comma, you will pretend to see nothing, nothing, nothing. Neither the fried nuggets nor the fruity leather of the front bar's grumblings. A tragedy executes angles, an incline and a decline, in which the final fortunes rest lower than they commence. A poem travels across them. First to spend the money and then to see. Be careful what you chuck out. It might have meaning to someone. Sink your sympathy in. Be more strict with your pussy, only for freedom. Your darling phase begins with changing coloration, large slim brick to incinerate. Consider the warm melancholy and unaccompanied painting that's abandoned action. Question nearly everything. Read it over.